A Kelowna woman who sunbathes topless was recently reprimanded by police. That prompted Susan Rowbottom to go on a fact-finding mission. Her question, is it illegal for women to go topless in this province? And Susan joins us now in studio with more. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
First of all, what happened last Tuesday?
I was on the beach sunbathing with some friends, and a police officer came up to me, and he asked me to put my top on. So I asked him, why? Is it illegal? Is there a reason? And he stated there was a city ordinance against it.
And what does that mean? Did you know? Or
I didn't know, so I did some digging myself. I called the RCMP station and repeated what they said, and they said that would be a bylaw offense, which then prompted me to speak with bylaw. When I spoke with bylaw, City Clerk Steve Fleming did some research for me and let me know that it was perfectly legal, which prompted me to phone back the RCMP and talk to them again. After about three times of being on hold, they finally told me it was legal.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you put your top back on when the RCMP officer asked you to?
Yes, I did.
And why did you decide that you would just go along with what he said?
I didn't want to get in trouble. I wanted to do what was right, obey at the time, and then do my own research to make sure that everything was as legal as I thought it was. And then obviously there's different opportunities to let other people know that it is legal. And hopefully this comes to the RCMP's attention that they can't enforce laws that don't exist.
Why do you want to go topless? Why do you do that?
I think it's a big part of it is I was a mother. I have a 3.5-year-old son and I breastfed for quite a while. And it was a big hassle. They even sexualize it for kids. There's a lot of issues with breastfeeding a toddler. And I really want that to not be sexualized anymore. I think that if men can be topless, women should be able to be topless. I think our society is changing and evolving, and I'd like to move forward with that.
We do actually have an interview that I conducted earlier today with Corporal Joe Duncan. He speaks for the RCMP. I just wanted to play this for you so you can hear what he told me, which may be similar to what he told you or what the RCMP told you. Mm-hmm. So have a listen. So what can you tell me about if a woman is allowed in Kelowna to bare her breasts in public?
Well, arrests for public nudity are rare. They usually occur where a subject is doing something sexual in circumstances, or where a sex offender is naked near children or a school. Arrest may be appropriate.
So a woman in the case that we're talking about who, you know, doesn't have that kind of history and was not doing anything sexual but was topless on a beach, is she okay then?
Well, I would assume that if she was asked by somebody to put her clothes on and she realizes there's kids in the area, that she would do that. But as for, is there a specific charge, charges for public nudity are rare, and they have to come through the approval of the Attorney General of BC, not just Crown.
And would a police officer have the right to tell that woman to cover up?
Well, I'm sure, yes. If there was somebody there and you said to them, look, there's kids right there, you know, 10 feet away from you on the beach, can you please, you know, put a shirt on? I would hope that whoever it was would comply.
And why if kids are there? What is the issue there?
Well, some people don't like it when they're at the beach with their children, and there are people that are naked there. I would assume that most people in the public, that if they're asked to put clothes back on if they're nude, they would just do it. Especially, like I said, if there's families around, then and they're asked, I'm sure that they would comply with. Even it doesn't even have to be the police, but anybody in the public would ask me that, they would probably comply.
So we have Susan Rowbottom with us now, who we've been talking to, who, of course, was topless on a beach, and an RCMP officer asked you to cover up. What do you make of those comments?
Well, there was no children around. There was nobody that complained. He came directly from his cruiser to me and my girlfriend, who were topless, and told us it was a city ordinance. So they're certainly not practicing their power properly if they were just looking out for the best interest of the public because nobody was complaining.
It sounds like you don't think there should be any problem with this kind of nudity for children anyway. You actually sound like you want to normalize it.
Yes, absolutely. My son, he's quite comfortable around it. I have a very large family with lots of kids. They're all comfortable with it. And we don't see it as a sexual thing. We see it as we're women. We're just like men. We have nipples just like men. It's not much different for us.
When I spoke to you earlier on the phone, you were talking about how it's very different when you see a woman who's topless. They suddenly are not sexualized. Can you just explain that to me?
Yeah, they don't seem as sexualized. If you see a group of women topless marching downtown, men aren't going to be very aroused by it. If anything, they're going to be annoyed because of the stigmas that society has put about women dressing up. But yet, we wear push-up bras, we get breast enlargements, breast reductions, breast lifts, all these things, which are to basically make our breasts look better under clothes, too.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if there's a ton of people topless, most men don't see it as a very sexual thing.
Is it ever not appropriate, do you think, for a woman to be topless?
I think in places that require shirts, like restaurants, I think it's very inappropriate. I also, if a family did have a problem with it and asked me to put my top on, I would, just out of respect, not because there's laws against it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's certainly times when it is inappropriate, for sure, but it's also times where there's inappropriate for a man to not wear a shirt or a man to wear a hat.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of little things like that. I just think that there's a lot of equality issues here with men and women. We should have the same rights when it comes to exposing the top half of our body.
So given what happened to you last week Tuesday and being reprimanded by that officer, what will you do now? Do you continue to sunbathe topless?
Absolutely.
And how come you're not concerned at all?
Because I've looked up the laws and I've spoken with them, and next time an officer approaches me, I will be asking them to touch back with their office to make sure that they know what they're doing.
Okay, Susan, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.